WSBC 277, good morning, 499.
Good morning. Well, the Saginaw repeater is back up, not to a full snuff. The amp that I took up there, I made a minor mistake, and luckily I didn't fry it.
Yeah, that's great news. I live in Bertrand, so I noticed yesterday that the day before, that repeater was offline.
It's been for about two and a half weeks. It just takes time and getting the parts together to get it back up and going. It takes quite a bit to keep. Let's see, I got three GMRS repeaters and two handy repeaters that I got to keep going.
Well, I'm out on the Mayville repeater right now because I work out in Cass City. But thanks for everything you're doing to keep the network online.
I'm just one little small tooth in the entire big cog that keeps everything going. Yeah, I got the repeater, got the amplifier changed out on the repeater itself. It's doing about 30 watts into the transmit combiner, about 12 out. I get the amplifier put back on, the big amp put back on it to bring it up where she should be. We'll be good to go. Helps when you hook positive to positive and negative to negative.
Yeah, if there's not circuitry in there to detect the crosswire, that can be catastrophic.
Well, luckily it has a circuit breaker switch. When you turn the DC power on, it'll notice it and kick it back if it's a reverse polarity.
Well, that's good news at least. But, hey, I'm swinging into my parking lot here at work out in Cass City, so WSBC 277, I'll be clear after your final.
All right, we'll talk to you later, and glad the Mayville machine's hitting out that far. WRHW 499.